You are listening to the Family of Te Gita podcast, a message from Akatu, incarnated Orions.
Beloved friends of Earth, we enjoy the play of incarnating into waking dreams, as this allows creativity to become real in human form with each new story. Starseeds cover the Earth now with anticipation of what will soon unfold. Be patient as you realize that time is an illusion. The momentum is building and everything will change in a flash of light. Elohim races are everywhere as planned. Lightworkers will activate in the perfect moment. You are here representing your family of origin. We embrace your soul as a friend that is so loved. This communication is regarding the Orions. There is a reason that many are unknown to those visiting Earth. They are here in great numbers, but in this waking dream, they sleep on. We will share the truth of their whereabouts and why they are silent in the vast numbers of starseeds. This will change for some of them. The rest will awaken as the Earth shifts. China is the home for many of the Orions that chose power over spirit and became involved with cloning. Trading money for peace and awakening that would be possible, they walk in darkness and discord. Many have become so filled with greed that their path has taken them to further atrocities. Money is made with trafficking drugs and humans. It is pathetic to even consider a person would put a price on another. But each moment that decisions are made by anyone, a new variable is created. From this point, the intention is set to continue or change. There is always a choice. Some Orions are serving with the Galactic Federation. Souls from Orion call their home Olai, which is the star called Betelgeuse by those on Earth. These souls are reptilian in body form. There are two separate groups of Orions. Some are very dark, and the reptilians that seek peace and light are honored by others. Both kinds incarnate to Earth, and the darkest ones choose positions of power and control. It was this thirst for power that caused the original split within the reptilians. There is cognitive dissonance among some incarnated reptilians as moments of clarity about the truth of light come into their awareness. But the pull back into the thoughts of power will quickly take over, and once again, darkness rules their lives. There is no desire to awaken or to delve into the reasons for their plight. Some Orion reptilians are darker than others and take part in rituals and ceremonies of evil. Others have simply lost their way and downloads are being sent by the light forces. In the moment of the shift, all souls will remember their origin, identity, and purpose. Orions will shift and be assisted in understanding all that has transpired. For those that choose evil over light in this waking dream will experience great confusion and will require more assistance. The teachers and guides are already in place to assure these souls will find the light. This might not be pleasant in their experience, but there is always light that is available to anyone that chooses. See the goodness in life. Strive to make the right choices. Harm no one. Find peace. And Iki Mai Ia. I love you so. Akatu.